Hello viewers, welcome to yet another exciting series on Extra Mile. You know, exceptional leadership has been the primary focus we've endeavored to bring to you on this platform week in, week out, because we do believe that everything rises and falls on leadership. Your leadership capacity determines everything you are and everything you will ever be. So as we speak to this topic of exceptional leadership using varying topics, we want you to know it's all about adding value to you. It's all about making you a better person in order to have a better impact in your one life on this side of the eternal divide. So most welcome. And I want to thank you all who's been reaching out, letting us know how much this is a blessing to you. I'm particularly glad about people who say to me they use this for their leadership devotional, they use this to challenge their leadership and all of that. Thank you. Keep listening and do us a favor. Keep sharing so that more people can be blessed by this. All right, today I'm beginning a whole new series on what I titled Difference Making Culture. Difference Making Culture. Or put another way, the culture that makes all the difference. But I prefer the title, Difference Making Culture. You know, this is one of those topics, like sometimes I say, you can never hear enough of. Because the better you become of this, the more you adapt to the right culture, the more everything about you changes for the better. And that is why you can't presume on culture. You can't presume. As you follow me on this exciting series, you will get to see why every place you are now, everything you are experiencing now is seriously connected to the culture you have adopted and you live by. Let's go. Let's begin by very quickly a working definition of the concept of culture. I'm going to simplify it and I'm going to address it from a few angles so that you can have a broad perspective that can cover the dimensions I wish to teach on in this series. What is culture? All right, look at this. Culture is the combination of what we believe and how we behave. I repeat that. Culture is the combination of what we believe and how we behave. I'm sure you know already that behavior is a product of belief. Whether you know it or believe it, that's correct. Everything you are external in thought, you know, you're external in voice, in action, in attitude, demonstrate is a product of the quality of your mindset. Because as you think, as you meditate, as you process, as you accept, so you become. The second way to look at the concept of culture is that culture is the practices and outcomes of belief and behavior. The practices and outcomes of belief and behavior. The practices, the outcomes of beliefs and behaviors. So when you come to a place, a city, a business, a home, a church, anywhere, when you look at how they act, how they do, or what they don't do, all of that put together is the culture of the place. Is the culture of the place. All right? But culture, one more time, extends to the tangibles and, of course, the intangibles of a people. The tangibles, the things that are palpable, visible, touchable, reachable, all those form parts of culture. You know, like the artifacts, you know, the colors, the designs, and all of that. But also the things that are intangible, you know, how people are quiet or, you know, or noisy, or they connect or they disconnect, friendly or unfriendly. All those things are part and parcel of a culture of a people. Now, the reason why this is important is because you can't become anything more than the culture you subscribe to. So let me, before I take you into the scriptures, listen to this. Culture is one thing that you can't presume upon. You can't just assume you have the right culture. Culture is not something you leave to chance. You can't. You can't leave it to chance. You can't presume on it. You know, because everything you are is a culture, whether by default or by design, or if there's anything in between. So the things you do and the things you do not do speak to your culture. Speak to the accepted norm of behavior with you. The things you fail to do, you neglect to do, the things you do, and guess what? Even how you do it, orderly, excellently, you know, and rightly or morally, all of that speak to your culture. This is something anyone who is doing a business, is running any enterprise, a family, a not-for-profit, a church, whatever, can understand that whatever is in your organization is the culture, and it's so by design or by default. So if you don't want it, you can't presume on it. You've got to be deliberate or intentional in implementing the change. So culture speaks more to what we are and what we do. All right?